fail to keep for thee. I ask thee concerning the complaints of thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask thee, O he who owns all objects of need which are granted by his will and hastened to his desire, that thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that thou willst, and givest me mercy from thee. Forgiveness decreases thee not, and giving injuries thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from thee: the facility to obey thee at its beginning, and the favor of thy forgiveness at its end. O he who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
By Allah's name we start. Salamun alaikum, welcome. This is another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. On Sunday, you are listening to us, 22nd of Muharram, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Murdad, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of July, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمام منصور من آل محمد.
We listen to some parts of Ziyara Nahiya, Salutation on Imam al-Hussein by Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
As-salamu ala al-juyubi al-mubarrajat. السلام على الشفاه الذابلات السلام على النفوس المصطلمات السلام على الأرواح المختلسات السلام على الأجساد العاريات السلام على الجسوم الشاحبات.
Peace be upon the blood-stained chests. Peace be upon the parched lips. Peace be upon the plucked souls, peace be upon, the snatched spirits, peace be upon, the stripped corpses, peace be upon, the pallid bodies.
Hope you have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart it awake.
Have you ever thought about the message of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? His life and status, his status in the Islamic history are formidable. Indeed, it's not of secrecy, but because of the vitality and the significance of his contributions. Imam Hussein did what no other would do. He gave up his home, his family, safety, own life, an entire family for a message. What is the significant message that deserves the sacrifice of the head of one of the Prophet's dear grandsons? It is the message of humanity, message of peace, justice, the message of Islam and of God. It is the message that inspired all of humanity with divinity. Imam Hussein's revolution was aimed at saving the people from corruption, humiliation, mortification, and ignorance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this special from IRB English Radio. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to have a look at Imam al-Hussein's lifestyle based on traditions that we have. The second point that we want to look at from the Imam Hussein's lifestyle is expressing love to your wife. This is again one of the beauties of the adab and manners of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam loved Lady Rabab very much, and he had no fear in expressing this friendship and love. This was his special feature in his personal spirit. What is quoted in the sources from the poems of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is very famous. I swear by your life, I like a house where there is Rabab in it. I love her, and I give all my property in this way, and I'm not willing to accept blame for my rebuke. Now, let's see what was Imam's lifestyle in expressing love for his children. Love for children is, again, an internal matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deposited in the hearts of parents. But what is important here and has educational effects in the expression of love, as a reliable and perfect educational model, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam considered love for children as one of their essential needs and expressed it in various forms, sometimes by hugging and clinging to the chest of kids, sometimes by kissing them, and sometimes by speaking sweet and loving words. Ubayd ibn Utbah says, I was near Hussein ibn Ali when one of his children entered. Imam Hussein alayhi salam hugged him and pressed him to his chest and kissed him between the two eyes. So this was Imam's conduct in this way, and this was Imam Siran conduct here.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Never too late to repent. This is one of the important lessons from Karbala. Hurra Riyahi, the first commander to surrender Imam Hussein's troops and prevent their access to the water of Euphrates, provides an excellent illustration of repentance. Regretting his action, he asked Imam Hussein if his repentance would be accepted. The Imam told him that it is never too late to repent. Hur joined Imam Hussein's camp and was honored by being one of the first martyrs.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik alayka minni salamullah abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar ala ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahd min ziyaratik as-salamu ala al-husayn. وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The victory of truth and the perpetuity of the universe. Allah the Almighty declares in the Holy Quran in chapter Al-Mu'minun, verse 71, and should the truth follow their low desires, surely the heaven and the earth and all those who are therein would have perished. Had Imam Hussein alayhi salam not revolted and remained a silent observer, then not only would have evil overpowered religion, but the very existence of the skies and the earth, indeed the entire universe, would have been threatened. Everything would be annihilated. Hence, even the continued existence of the universe is a result of the uprising of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. Verily, the entire existence is indebted to the uprising of the chief of the martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada.
Sheikh Usama al-Attar.
Imam al-Hussein salamullah alayhi had the habit of dhikrullah azza wa jal, remembrance of Allah. Dhikrullah never left his lips. Even after his martyrdom, salamullahi alayh, they put his head on the spears and they could see his lips moving. They come close to him, they hear him reciting, Am hasibta anna ashab al-kahfi wal-raqimi kanu min ayatina ajaba. Do you consider that the companions of the cave and the board are of our wonderful signs? The signs, the wonder signs of Allah. He would recite this. If you thought Ashab al-Kahf are the signs, I am also a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he's trying to say. That's after his martyrdom. He was constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah on the morning of Ashura. When tomorrow inshallah we'll recite the maqtal, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we'll recite the musibah, what happened on the day of Ashura. In the morning of Ashura, when he prayed Salatul Fajr, in the morning, he prayed Salatul Fajr among his companions, and then he looked at the armies, the enemies, and he saw them coming like flood. He turns to Allah, and he recites a beautiful dua. Allahumma anta thiqati fi kulli karb, wa raja'i fi kulli shiddah. وأنت ثقتي وأنت لي في كل أمر نزل بي ثقة وعدة. He says, turns to Allah and says, O Allah, you are my trust in every calamity. You are my trust in every calamity. And my hope in every difficulty. And you are for me in every matter that falls upon me, a trust and a preparer. You prepare me for any matter that falls upon me. You get me ready for it. You prepare me for it. How many difficulties in which the kernel of the heart becomes weak? People find weakness sometimes because of some problems that they experience. Opportunities become scarce. Sometimes you feel the doors are really closed in your face. Friends let you down, and the enemy mocks. But in all those cases, what happens? I leave them to you and complain about them to you out of my interest in you over anyone other than you. And you relieved me and pushed those difficulties away from me. You are the master of every blessing and the final hope of every wish. Hear this dua? How beautiful.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the topic of the message of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Please follow us in parstoday.ir, Call of Islam, and especially this program, today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now we have arrived to a beautiful hadith today to discuss, which is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, أَقَلُّ مَا يَكُونُ فِي آخِرَ الزَّمَانِ أَخٌ يُوثَقُ بِهِ, number one, and the second one is, أَوْ دِرْحَمٌ مِنْ حَلَالٍ. So what is Prophet Muhammad is saying in this beautiful hadith? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the most scarce thing at the end of time will be a trustworthy brother and a legitimately earned dirham, money, wealth, whatever you can call. So in the end of the time means mostly in the hadith is the time which is the time belongs to prior to the dhuhr of Imam Mahdi salamul alayh. So inshallah we are getting close to this time, as it looks like, or it is apparently now in the world's happening things. So we might be close to the dhuhr of Sahib Zaman wal Asr, Sahib al Asr wal Zaman. In this hadith, Rasulullah said, so when the time, because before, prior to coming or reappearance of Sahib al Zaman, the world is going to go astray, going to go ruin, because everywhere you see corruptions, the world is going to full of corruptions, the relationship are going to be full of corruptions, lots of things are going to be corrupt, and you see corruption everywhere. The reason simple is because the Zionist world is ruling the world now, and they just want to become wealthy, and for keeping their wealth and for being or for be always wealthy, they just do everything to keep their wealth in their hand, to keep their control of the world in their hand. And this will happen prior to reappearance of Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Rasulullah said in this hadith, أَقَلُّ مَا يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ, the least thing you will find in the time of at the end of the time, and prior to the dhuhr of Sahib al-Zaman, is a trustworthy brother. It's going to be hard because most of the people are going to live for their own lives, for their own worldly desires, and then when this happens, then you can see you cannot find good friends, then you cannot find loyal friends, because everybody is thinking about themselves, and this is not a good thing, because as a good human we have to think about each other, and this is the main difference between humans and animal. Always think about themselves, but human always have to think about themselves and others as well. That's why we call human. Ins is the word insan, is coming from uns, means we are related to each other, we love each other, respect each other. This is the point. And then the Rasulullah said, and the next thing is going to be found hardly is legitimately earned money. So most of the people are going to have their wealth from the wrong source, from the bribery, from the working for type of jobs which is not appropriate. Maybe from a lot of interest, maybe involved in a lot of nonsense things. So halal money is going to be one of the toughest thing in the end of the time, in the time prior to the dhuhr of Sahib al-Zaman. So we have to be careful of finding two. Number one, good brothers. And number two, halal wealth, halal money, halal living. Inshallah ta'ala, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن هدي الإيمان. القرآن مسك الختام. يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad that I have brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari, and Fawad Haider. Everybody welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir.
How are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fawad Haider?
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And Hussein, how are you doing? Are you fine?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is great. Everyone is fine. We are so, so good and energetic. Let's get started. Hope you are the same, fully energetic and ready to get started. Today we will be working on page 170. Somebody say? 75. 175. Suratul A'raf. Three verses, yes?
Yes.
Ayah 190, 191, 192.
Two.
These three verses, inshallah, we'll practice. We will mention the important tajweed rules. We'll practice the recitation, inshallah, all together. And also, we'll have some explanation about these three verses. So, guys, are you ready to listen to the recitation once?
Yes.
All right. Everyone, let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falamma atahuma salihan ja'alalahu shuraka. Ja'alalahu shuraka fi ma atahuma. فتعالى الله عما يشركون أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 190. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Falamma atahuma salihan ja'ala lahu shuraka'a fima atahuma fata'ala Allahu amma yushrikun. Ayushrikuna ma la yakhluqu shay'an wa hum yukhlaqun. Next ayah, 191. And now 192. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ. So Allah Almighty says in Ayah 190, then when he gave them a healthy child, they ascribed partners to him in what he had given them. Exalted is Allah above having any partners that they ascribe to him. Next ayah. Ayushrikuna. Do they ascribe to him partners that create nothing and have been created themselves? And next, wala yastati'una, and can neither help them nor help themselves? So these three verses talk about tawheed. Allah says, falamma atahuma salihan. I just want to use this word atahuma and explain one point. Allah does not, look, Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا. So Allah says the kid is given to both of you. Allah says, okay, not to only the man, the husband or the father. All right. So guys, refer to the Tafasir books. That's all I wanted to say. There are a lot of points actually, but we have to stop here. Let's move on to the Tajweed points. Fawad Haider, would you read the first ayah once? فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا آتَاهُمَا
أحسنتم. Wait. Hassan, how do you read the word فَلَمَّا? Read it once.
فَلَمَّا
لك فَلَمَّا Hussein, what was the point?
The stretching of meme.
Stretching the meme sound. Because it has?
Tashdeed.
A tashdeed or a shadda sign. Yes? فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا And Hussein, read the word صَالِحًا.
صَالِحًا
Alright, it's صَالِحًا. It has an aw sound, Fawad. Right? Yes?
Yes.
Read it again, Fawad. صَالِحًا
صَالِحًا
أحسنتم. صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ How do you read it? He read it well, yes? Correctly, yes?
Yes, you hide the sound.
You hide it. صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ Is the mad wajib, Hassan?
Yes.
How do you read it? Stretch the sound for six counts.
شُرَكَاءَ
أحسن. شُرَكَاءَ فِي Alright. آتَاهُمَا And what does that jim tell us, Hassan?
The jim allows us to stop.
Allows us to stop. Great. And فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا Again, يُشْرِكُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Read this part. For what?
فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
Read it again.
فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
Ahsant. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
قُرْآنِي فِي قَلْبِي دَوْمًا
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Hussein, would you read the next ayah, please? Ayushrikuna.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ayushrikuna ma la yakhluqu shay'an wa hum yukhlaqun.
Ahsantum. So there is one important point, and that is?
Merging.
Yeah, the merging yes. sound. The idgham on the word?
Shay'an,
which is merged with the letter waw. How do you read it, Hussein? Shay'aw. Ahsan. You stretch the sound. Shay'aw. Wahum. Huh? Yukhlaqun. Thank you. Hussein, you read the next one. We have two Hussein here.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله نصرا he said what is this called what is it called
إدغام
the rule إدغام
yes
which means merging okay ولا he stretched the sound why
Because it has mad sign.
It has a mad sign. And was it wajib for him? Was it obligatory?
No.
It was optional.
Yes.
So he chose to?
Stretch it.
All right. وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ What are these two rules called? We hide the sound of noon?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Okay. So guys, these are the important points we mentioned. I want you to refer to the Tajweed books as well. Idgham, Ikhfa, Idhar, Iqlab, and the Mim with Shadda, Mad. These things, if you didn't know them in this session, refer to the Tajweed books. You will find them. And inshallah, next session, be fully prepared to join and inshallah understand all the points that we say, if you didn't know. So I hope you have learned something, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Thanks so much to all of you, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad Haider, and Hussein Ruhullah, everyone. Thank you. Any questions?
No.
No. Time to recite and finish this session. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the last part of our class. I will recite these three verses. Everyone will repeat after me, and inshallah, we'll see you next session.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما آتاهما
فلما آتاهما صالحا جعلا له شركاء فيما
فتعالى الله عما يشركون
فتعالى الله عما يشركون
أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون
أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا
ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون
ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. See you, brothers and sisters, in the next session. Thanks for being with us up to this time, inshallah. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Xavier International Schools Network, Hussein Rahullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Fawad Haider, and Hussein Akbari. See you in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
ocean of dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you in this edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition, we will try to talk about dozens of supplications from the Holy Quran that can be recited during the Qunut in everyday prayers and Salat. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in.
We can also recite the 24th verse of chapter Qasas, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. This, dear listeners, is the ending part of the 24th verse. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Lord, verily I have the need of what you have sent me of the good. After leaving the city of Pharaohs, Prophet Moses reached Midian, where he found a whole tribe of men watering their sheep. He saw that two girls were keeping back their flocks apart from those men, and they weren't approaching that well. After some questions, he found that as their father was a very old man, and they didn't have any other helps, they had to wait till the shepherds go away. So Moses did this. He immediately watered their flock for them and recited this dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Lord, verily I have the need of what you have sent me of the good. Afterwards, the father of these two girls, who was also a prophet, hired him and gave him a land to till. Later, Moses married one of these two girls. So it can be inferred from this verse, this part of the verse actually, that first we have to do our responsibility. We have to do our best. Then, what do? Then we ask the Almighty Allah.
So he watered their flocks for them. Then he went back to the shade and said, My Lord, indeed I am, for whatever good you would send down to me, in need.
So the Prophet Moses did honestly what he could for those two girls, and then he asked the Almighty Allah for his problem. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. He didn't ask those two girls for watering, or food, or water, or anything. He referred to God and no one else for solving his own problem. So Moses watered those girls' sheep, but he didn't ask them. He didn't ask these two girls for help. So we have to ask the Almighty Allah for everything. Even a simple meal of the day can be asked and should be asked actually from the Almighty Allah. And it is really interesting that what he did was that he referred to the Almighty Allah. But it has another aspect as well. He didn't ask the Almighty Allah what he needed actually. He just said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Lord, I have the need of what you have sent me of the good. He didn't ask the Almighty Allah to give him some water or to give him some food to eat. He just asked him and told him in general that whatever the Almighty Allah saw best for him, he was in need of that. So he said, of the good, min khayrin faqir, I need whatever you sent me of the good. So after all these things being said, dear listeners, we should recite this dua whenever we have a good deed. Actually, whenever it is revealed unto us to do a good deed, because the Almighty Allah certainly gives us the recompense of whatever good we do. You may have seen some people around you that after doing the first part of the good action, after doing the simplest action of the good deed, which is apparently good, they are proud of themselves and they think that they're better than anyone. For example, we have some people who in their minds think that since because they help some poor or go to mosque to say their prayers or they're helping their parents, they're better than anyone around them. But the thing that they never know and they can never be sure of is that whether I am better than the one sitting right next to me. I can never be sure of the inward of the person I'm watching.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So I am always in need of the Almighty Allah's favors, and as this verse says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Lord, verily I have the need of what you have sent me of the good. It is also said that to get a lawful, profitable occupation in a new country, one must recite this dua. And this dua can also be recited at least 7 times after every wajib salat. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, yeah, Allah.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
This is part of Imam Khomeini's speech and recommendations to preachers, reciters of elegies and mourners. Obviously, the loss of a perfect man or the martyrdom of a perfect man is a thing of beauty in the eyes of the divine authorities, not because the person had fought and was killed, rather because the fighting had been for Allah and so was uprising. It is necessary that the atrocities, cruelties, and tyrannical acts of the arrogant of all ages be emphasized in full in the elegies, eulogies, and lamentations made in honor of the infallible Imams, especially in the present age, which is the age of innocence of the world of Islam as oppressed by America and Russia and their dependents.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. You know, about the subject of the month of Muharram, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "They killed the doyen of martyrs, but Islam flourished evermore." You know, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the victory of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam through his martyrdom. Muslims and non-Muslims alike have acknowledged throughout the history that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam saved Islam from destruction by sacrificing his life. Yazid had been successful in winning over the allegiance of the great majority of Muslims, and the rest of the Muslim world was in a state of moral slumber. The principles of Islam were being plundered. The sunnah of the Holy Prophet was being tampered with. The phony traditions were being concocted to justify the rule of Yazid. It was the singular sacrifice of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his faithful followers that shook the Islamic world out of its slumber. The Muslims were forced to ask themselves why the beloved grandson of the Holy Prophet had been murdered so brutally. It then dawned upon the people what the true nature of Yazid and his supporters was. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, by challenging Yazid and in the process laying down his life, changed the world and reshaped human destiny forever. Yazid, and indeed all future despots were put on notice that they would not be tolerated, and the truth and justice would be upheld and would ultimately succeed, regardless of the costs. The Iranian revolution that uprooted and overthrew an unjust government and the liberation of Lebanon from foreign occupation are two of the more recent examples of these principles laid down by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In fact, what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi meant in his speech was the great purpose of the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which was to spread the real incarnation of Islam to the Muslim world. May Allah bless the soul of this great man.
Some more than 750,000 Palestinians, the majority of the pre-war population, forced to flee or being driven from their homes before and during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War that followed the illegal establishment of Israel. Following the war, Israel prevented their return, so they became a sizable refugee community. Now numbering around 6 million, with many residing in impoverished urban refugee camps in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and the Israeli-occupied West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, these refugees and their descendants constitute about three-quarters of the population. While this year Palestinians are experiencing conditions worse than the Nakba, it seems that the real Nakba is going to haunt the Israeli regime in the years to come. Should the regime prepare itself for the beginning of the end? For a very long time, the Western world largely avoided engaging with the complexities arising from the occupation of Palestine. News about the occupation would briefly resurface every year or so, only to fade away quickly. The situation was often deemed too complicated, leading many to remain neutral. Additionally, numerous individuals fell prey to negative stereotypes and misinformation about the Palestinian people. However, the recent 7 months of conflict have shattered this widespread apathy towards the plight of the Palestinians by revealing the scale and brutality of the situation. Extensive media coverage has finally opened the eyes of many to the harsh realities endured by the people in Gaza and throughout Palestine for generations. Following Israel's genocidal war on Gaza, local public opinion has taken an unexpected turn. Initially, sympathy leaned towards Israel in response to Hamas's Al-Aqsa flood operation. However, Israel's actions in the enclave have sparked significant controversy. Gaza, a residence for 2.1 million Palestinian civilians, half of whom are children, now lies in ruins. Tragically, the war has claimed the